Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Hair radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm looking forward to sharing a little bit more with everybody about Upscale Magazine, the incredible, wonderful, legendary magazine that's still on the newsstands all over the country, and to talk of this wonderful opportunity to be partnered at Hair Radio, and to create, to be of such historical importance, to create a 24/7 corporate radio station for this incredibly important publication that means so much to people of color and has been a staple in black homes for well over 30 years. I want folks to know that they need to take a moment to sign up for a subscription. It's very, very, very reasonable to go to upscalemagazine.com, sign up for a subscription. We will be sharing how you can listen to the incredible content that we are customizing for this wonderful, wonderful outfit. And there's so much more to come about it. That we're real happy at Hair Radio to be powering this wonderful station. Along the line, I also wanted to take a moment just to, again, thank our incredible fans. Thank the folks who tune in and listen to all that Hair Radio is offering from to be running 3 networks at this point. We've got a lot of work to do. And so, so much more to come. So I just want to say thank you. I'm Kerry Hines. And stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community, my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
We're having conversations on hair. Today we are talking with Daryl Thompson Hair. On Instagram, it's Daryl Thompson Hair. And we want to talk about this big topic today. And everyone has been talking about alopecia and the Will Smith and Chris Rock slap and how important it is to our community about hair loss. So I want to talk to Daryl today, who is a hair weaving extraordinaire. He's been doing it for so many years, and he is the personification of an expert. So we want to ask him, how do you feel about alopecia, and do you think it is an important topic in today's society, and especially when it comes to hair weaving? Dal, what do you think?
You know, I think it's definitely a big subject. You know, we as hairstylists, and me for myself, I will say, is somewhat guilty of not getting more research to understand what alopecia really is. And there have been instances in situations to where I had to refer people over to someone else that knows how alopecia works and understands it. And I think it's important to understand it because it's becoming to be like a big thing since the slap with Will Smith and Chris. It's just different now because people need to understand the whole point of alopecia and the importance of it. I think it definitely causes, particularly women that deal with alopecia, is definitely something that's deeper than many of us think, because some of us may have never really dealt with alopecia, so we wouldn't really understand how some women feel within themselves that struggle with alopecia. So I think understanding it more and being able to relate to it better will make a hairstylist that doesn't understand it a better person. And so I took it upon myself, you know, later on, I want to study more about it and understand how to treat that type of thing, because it's just not my arena, but I would like to know a little bit about it so that I can see when it begins to start, or be able to have discussions with, you know, potential clients that may struggle with alopecia. You know, there are some times where someone with alopecia may not be able to get a hair weave or a hair extension because the hair is currently going through that transition of losing a hair. So it's really important to understand, see what stages they're in so that you can be able to refer them out or recommend them something else as opposed to making the matters more making the matters worse or even more challenging.
Yeah, so that's why I brought you on, because that's such valid information, and there's so much to unpack right there. And when it comes to like traction alopecia, there's a plethora of different types of alopecia, but the one I wanted to focus in is on traction alopecia, because a lot of our community, especially as African American women, they tend to associate hair loss with braids, with extensions, and not understanding, because it's something that hasn't been communicated in our communities as we were coming up as hairstylists, as we were coming into the hair space, say like 20, 30 years ago. We just attribute it to just hair loss. But there's so many things like stress, medication, like we said, traction alopecia, not having your extensions done properly have contributed to hair loss for the woman 45 to 70, you know, because it was something that just wasn't talked about in the community. We just accepted it as is. And now that it's on the forefront of, you know, people's tongues and in the media, it's something to say, okay, wait. Maybe it is this, or maybe this caused that, you know. And when we look back at like relaxers, how we now say, okay, we're going to give a relaxer, we're going to give a Tex-Lax, or we're going to only relax up to 65%. Whereas before it was the norm to say, okay, 85 to 100% and not knowing why the hair was shedding, you know? So that knowledge wasn't common amongst, And then our community also is guilty of selling home kits, you know, allowing the novice to be able to relax their own hair at home, having no idea. All they wanted to see was it being straight. So that contributed to scalp damage and follicle damage and all the different things that have contributed to where a lot of women are past 45. In their hair condition. So my question to you is, do you run into a lot of traction alopecia? And you just stated that you do not, if you see that the scalp is damaged or the hair is damaged or too weak to carry the extension service, that you will not do it. Do you run into that a lot? And what is the demographic on who you see that has this issue?
Well, you know, the thing of it is being me putting myself out as an expert in hair extensions and hair weaves. I get a lot of calls from women that may be struggling with some type of hair loss or some type of issue, and maybe they're assuming that I can, you know, do certain things to cover their baldness and, you know, in that area. I'm not a hair replacement expert. I do a lot of hair extensions, but when I and hair weaves, but when I deal with situations like that, I normally have to consult with them because I need to see exactly what's going on with the scalp. And a lot of times what I'm seeing is either traction alopecia or some women that may just have some kind of issue where they're losing hair and not understanding why. And so I can't put a Band-Aid over that because I don't understand, first of all, what's going on internally. So a lot of times I recommend them out to, you know, people like trichologists or dermatologists that can understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is we begin to, I guess, advertise ourselves as being hair replacement experts and not really understanding what comes along with that whole big picture, as opposed to, you know, segmenting what it is that you actually do and giving them an understanding, because there are a lot of situations where a hair weave or a hair extension is not going to work for a person that's struggling with that. So I see people that of all different, you know, I see some women that are white that may have that issue. I see black women that have that issue. But I'm finding that it's more, I'm finding that it's more in black women that may struggle with that issue. And so I think the importance of understanding that and really being able to identify that is important. Even with traction alopecia, you know, what happens a lot of times with traction alopecia is either the stylist is braiding or applying the pieces of hair too tight, or either the client isn't coming back on a regular basis to have that hair replaced and redone, because, you know, there's buildup and a number of things that causes the scalp not to breathe, so then that causes traction alopecia. And then you go back and take the hair out and see that there's an issue and you put the hair back in. Sometimes it's important to give the hair a break so the hair can sort of restore itself and recover and then come back. So that's just important to understand that, and that's sort of like where I am with that whole piece of the hair weaving and hair extension space.
Okay, so it's very important, not only for the consumer, but also for a stylist to understand that it's not always about making money, it's about making the right choices. And in those choices, like you said, that if you see there's an issue, you would recommend someone in trichology, because that's their expertise, to examine the scalp and examine the hair and to see what's going on a molecular level. So what my question is now is, so many people have come into issues when it comes to traction alopecia, and I just listened to what you said, and every point that you made is valid. And it's up to the stylist to be responsible also in making those judgments to whether it's not about making more money off that client, but what is doing the right thing for their hair and scalp health, correct?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So some of the solutions that I have seen on the internet and things that people talk about, people talk a lot about black castor oil. What is your view on black castor oil for scalp treatment, say, prior to a service? Do you think it's beneficial, or do you think the misinformation about black castor oil has bombarded the internet and we need to have a better understanding of what black castor oil does and does not do?
You know, I'm actually tired of a lot of the different gimmicks that come on this new movement that people are having discussions about this makes your hair grow, or
right,
that does this to hair. But it's really, and then you're actually putting black castor oil on your hair and the hair is dry. So
absolutely,
if you're looking for moisture, you can't put like castor oil on your hair while it's dry, because it's not going to create any moisture. The only way you can get moisture is that if the hair is wet and you put oil on it. So
right,
that's just another misconception of how to use, you know, black castor oil. But, you know, I just don't feel like I don't feel like it's something that's going to make the hair grow. I don't feel like it's going to do anything really to the scalp. It's just something that people are talking about. There may be some benefits from it, but it's basically in your DNA, and it's hard for me to explain that to some people that I may have discussions with about your hair is going to grow if you use this or a certain length, and no one seems to understand that your hair is only going to grow as long as your DNA will allow it to grow.
Correct.
And that's just it.
That's
You know, black castor oil, I kind of stay away from those kinds of items, those kinds of products, because it's really not benefiting the hair. It's not benefiting the scalp. And I may have some flashback about that or some negative feedback, but I feel like it's just some type of a movement, because people are really into the natural hair movement, and you know, it's all about oils, 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 oils. But every oil doesn't, it's not good for a person's hair or scalp. You know, everybody has different chemical makeups, and some people's hair may respond to this type of oil, whereas somebody else's hair may not respond the same way. So it's really finding out what works best for you, the individual, and their scalp.
Yes, and I totally agree with that because, you know, and, you know, hey, you have so many people who swear by black castor oil. Some people swear by Minoy oil. Like you said, it's all up to the individual and their hair structure, their DNA, and how their hair receives products. Some people are high porosity where their hair is open. Then you have some of the low porosity where the cuticle is laid down and doesn't receive product as easily. So it just all really goes down to the individual and just doing research and trying different things in order to accommodate the scalp and accommodate the hair texture and the hair type. You know, you are located in Northern Virginia, correct? Where exactly are you located? What city?
I'm in the Tysons Corner area out in the Vienna, right out of Vienna. So I'm near all of the popular malls in the, you know, the high-end shopping centers, all of the Louis Vuitton stores, the Gucci stores. I'm in that area, and I've met a lot of people in that area, and there are people that come from all different parts of the area to come see me, you know, based on the information and the skills that I have, and, you know, just maybe some of the recommendations that I've given, because a lot of people that I see that come to visit me, I may not end up doing their hair. It may be something else that I would have to refer them out because I'm not, you know, an expert in that. And so, but it's a really nice area, and I like the area that I'm in. It's very transient, if you could say it that way.
Yes, amazing, because I went on your website, and there's only 5-star reviews. You are the man. I was like, okay, all these good compliments. I love it. Yes, 5-star. So can you give the listeners your website, please? I know I said Daryl Thompson Hair, and that's on DTH on Instagram. But let's give them your website so they can check out all your fabulous stuff that you do.
So my website is Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, thompson.glossgenius.com. And that's where it's sort of a booking site, so it kind of gives you a little bit of detail about what I do, a little more information, some illustrations and pictures of some of the foundations that I've done, and just some things that can kind of help you navigate to what it is that you feel that you need when you come to visit me.
Perfect. Daryl, I thank you for your expertise, and I thank you for always being my brother in the hairstyling industry. We always got each other's back, and thank you for your knowledge and your years of experience. You are always a pleasure to talk with, and guys, look out for more stuff with Daryl Thompson Hair and Eugene Davis Hair. We are trying to change the industry one conversation at a time. Thank you, Daryl.
You're very welcome.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's essential shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, you know, talking about beauty icons would be such a great thing, and people wanted to hear, like, what did I think, and, you know, so what I did was I said I wanted to do a little spin on it. I wanted to recognize the, not just the beautiful women, but the beautiful men of this world as well, and it took me a while to get this list compiled down to 10 amazing men, and from very diverse backgrounds, from different points in life and in years and careers, and you know, we just wanted to find that quintessential list. And if you don't agree with the list, I have no problem listening to you and you telling me, oh, well, you forgot this one or you forgot that one. But I will say I think I covered it very, very well. I did lots of research on different lists that have been compiled by, like, the likes of Time Magazine and People Magazine and different periodicals that, you know, traveled really, really far back to some of the screen gods of yesteryear, and then some of the pioneers in male beauty of today. So the list is very diverse, and I think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. And I think for some of you, it's going to take you back and make you think, and then you're going to say, oh, my God, yeah, he was a beautiful man. So so I think that we are ready to start. Are you guys ready?
Oh, we are so excited. All right.
So, like I said before, this list, it might be a little interesting, but I'm pretty sure you guys will agree. So,
Right. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, April 20th of 2022. I'm Kerry Hines. You are listening to a very special classic piece that I just love. It's Mr. Timotheus Smart, who is a makeup artist out of New Jersey. So he is really doing an amazing countdown of iconic men who are in this whole fashion space and just iconic status. So please take a listen. I'm going to let you continue. We'll be back with you on the other side. And okay, for this Thursday morning, stay with us.
As the God
streetcar. No, he was also the streetcar named Desire, right?
Mm-hmm. But he didn't win an Academy Award for that one,
though. Oh, okay. Wow. And that's his most famous role, I think.
Yeah, and he actually was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. So he's probably nominated for that. He is the most nominated actor of all time. And I'm sure to take a couple of pictures of him, but that means really to get you why that's considered being the most attractive man of all time. So
I looked at
photos of him, and I would say that's a title very well earned. The first thing that I kept looking at was this boyish, devilish grin. So I'm pretty sure he was not. I don't think that he was a playboy, but if he was, I think he would have every right to be.
Well, I'll tell you. do you remember, like, all that I can remember, I know, certainly knew of him during his life and when I was a little boy, but I remember Marlon Brando as Superman's dad. That's how I remember.
Oh, wow.
Marlon Brando. Yeah, he played Superman's dad in the original Superman movie. And he was the father. And we also remember him being a close friend to Michael Jackson. So he got a lot of press. Michael got a lot of press. Michael Jackson was very close to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly remember a whole lot about Marlon Brando towards the end of his life. And so just amazing. So I can understand why he is a good choice. It may not be all about so much about exterior beauty, and that's always in the eye of the beholder, but he has led, you know, he had an extraordinary motion picture career, and that was just, you know, so impactful and went way beyond the motion pictures. So good choice.
I think it was a good choice.
Yeah, as I was researching some photos of him, I noticed that he did in his younger days have like a very structured, almost model-esque type face. So
mm-hmm.
there was definitely some qualities that would be very eye-catching. And like I said, in researching, I know of Marlon Brando and knew of his work, but these earlier pictures really grabbed my attention. So I would say he does deserve to be on this list. And one of the features that I noticed about him is that his eyes are actually downturned in the corners, which people consider like a puppy dog eyes. And I read that that was one of the features that, you know, women found really attractive in him was his eyes. And there was a quote from an actress, so I don't want to say her name, that said that he had the type of eyes that would make you do anything that he wanted. And so I'm going to go have surgery so I can have those type of eyes too.
well, we think you already have great eyes. You don't need to do that, right?
Well,
yeah,
we'll think about that. But I'm so glad to add Mr. Marlon Brando to this list. And let's go to the next movie actor to grace this list is the iconic forever teenager, Mr. James Dean. James Dean is an American actor, and he is most known for his role in Rebel Without a Cause. In which he was this rebellious teenager. And now, looking at photos of him, I just saw if he was to be in this day and age, he would completely be a model because his face, he just had that structure that he had very full lips as well and almost pouty lips. And like I said, those features were so distinct and very good hair, too. I noticed that a lot. He had very good hair, and actually, he was what I would consider the Brad Pitt of those days. When I saw these pictures of him, because he did die at a very young age, so he is basically forever immortalized as being young, and he just had this beauty about him that was so striking, and even intimidating, because
sometimes
you have to step back and say, wow, even if you're secure in who you are, you have to say, well, maybe I need to step my game up the way this brother looks. And
such an extraordinary, even his acting ability and what he, the way he appeared on screen kind of channeled a certain angst in his portrayals and depictions of the characters he played. He was someone who, like you mentioned, he died way before his time, and I think he co-starred with Elizabeth Taylor, and I've seen a movie or two of his. There were so many rumors and so many different things. I think that when he passed away, when he died, I think that all of that just takes on a whole new level of interest in folks. And out in Hollywood, they have nothing but these wonderful, iconic folks that you are talking about, like James Dean, because there's such a mysterious mystery that an aura of mystery, I should say, that surrounds these folks in death as they have lived. So just great choice. Wow, you really go back. Old Hollywood.
Yes, he had great lips also, just like Brando. I like the lips. Yes.
Okay, Pearl Walker. Let's make it clear that came from Pearl Walker. All right, Demetrius, good choice.
So I'm going to jump to what some people have considered, and many have considered, the first black sex symbol of all time, and he is the legendary Mr. Harry Belafonte. Now, Harry Belafonte is a singer, well, was a singer, songwriter, actor, and social activist. If you look at photos of Mr. Belafonte in his youth, you would see such a striking man, hazel green eyes, beautiful skin, amazing teeth, just classic, and so many Hollywood producers were almost afraid to use him in films because they felt like if he was the co-star that he would actually outshine the actual star because he was just that good looking. And even in his later days, still kept that air of
swagger. Well, he's still around with us for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And just the swagger and class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't see him much now, but, I mean, just this swagger and this class about him that is just so attracting, and it just draws your eyes to him, and you just wind up staring.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at these, if you do some Google search on photos of him from his earlier days, you would just, like, I mean, gorgeous black man. I mean, gorgeous.
Well, Harry Belafonte, as you pointed out, was and has been just on our scene of the entertainment landscape for many, 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 many years. And like you said, being one of the first male sex symbols for our community, and beyond that, being such a voice for, you know, political, you know, concerns, he's had a long-lasting and indelible mark on our community and the world for that much. But I also know Harry Belafonte, a great family man. We even remember, Pearl Walker, you may remember, one of his daughters was even acting. I wonder what happened as well. I want to say Heather, but I'm not sure. So Sherry Belafonte Harper, I think it was. And so he really just put those genes out there, believe me. So good stuff. Just a beautiful person inside and out, obviously. Good choice. Wow, you're going back. You're going back to Demetrius Smart.
Well, these first five men that I selected, I consider them classic, and then the last five will be what I consider more new school. And so number four, I don't think would be a surprise to anyone. He is referred to as the king of rock and roll. It is Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley. Elvis Presley he is one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century. Like I said, he is often referred to as the king of rock and roll or simply the king. And I would say in his younger days, I can't claim to be an Elvis Presley fan, but I would have to say those moves in some of his younger movies, Mr. Presley would definitely make you a fan. He had these beautiful piercing brown eyes, this lips snarling curl that he used in lots of his photos where his top lip kind of did this interesting thing, but it drew your attention in.
Oh, yes. the quivering, the famous lip quiver.
Mm-hmm. And he took so many photos like that, but he just had this, I want to say dreamboat kind of thing about him. And I understood why he had so many women names attached to his, because he definitely was a playboy in his heydays. And he was an icon that we did lose too soon, because we lost him before he even turned 50 years old. So
that's right.
You know,
well, Elvis had lived an extraordinary life. He was one of the biggest names in rock and roll music in the world. And a lot of what Elvis said, yes, there were a lot of controversial ways that folks in our community looked at Elvis for different things. But I have to say, because it's believed in part that a lot of the music that he did was kind of pulled from, you know, inspired by people of color. And so that was one argument. We heard all kind of rumors swarming around about Elvis, you know, supposedly thinking that folks could just buy shoes and buy tickets. And we've heard so many different things. We don't really know what to believe. But the one thing I can honestly say is that I actually agree with your choice. I think that what Elvis did for entertainment was wonderful, and he broke a whole bunch of barriers, and he inspired an entire movement and generation. And the only person I think to exceed Elvis Presley, and we'll talk about that in another segment, but I think there's only been one person to exceed him when it comes to generating money and death in terms of entertainers. So good choice. You know, Elvis also, you know, was a serviceman, so we also want to acknowledge that. And very interesting. Wow, you really have gone back. Each choice
and also,
is amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's buried at Graceland, which was the mansion where he lived, and it's on Elvis Presley Boulevard, which is also Highway 51.
Now, isn't
and
that
it's
in
about
your town,
a mile and a half.
Walker?
Yeah. Right here, it's a mile and a half up the street from my salon. And actually, I have a neighbor who relocated here from Wisconsin, and she's a big Elvis fan. You all would just be amazed at the following that he still has in 2015. She has a life-size mannequin in a case in her living room with an Elvis costume on it. Jewelry, the gold chains that she got from Elvis's jeweler, and it's just an amazing following that he still has. I don't know if you all know it or not, but Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States after the White House. It's just an amazing
that's left amazing.
On society and
now,
the world.
Graceland
and
is right there where you are. Is that correct, Pearl?
Right up the street from my salon, yes.
Do you see the buses riding past your shop?
Yes, and the tourists, and this is every day. And then we're inundated.
We're going to have you to fess up. How many times have you been to Graceland?
I've never been to Graceland.
Pearl. Don't even talk about it.
I'm going to go.
Okay, because we think you've been there a few times, Pearl. We think you've been there a few times.
But there's an area around the mansion, and I've visited those other, you know, some of the other tourist spots around the mansion. But I've never been in Graceland. And about Elvis's hair, I have to share this. Elvis was a natural blonde to me, Theus, but he dyed his hair black.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard of anybody doing that.
Natural blonde. He was in the movie Love Me Tender. He was blonde in that movie. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Then that was his own hair?
That was his own hair. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to check that out. Wow. And that's a great song. Who can forget Love Me Tender? Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you, of course, are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line today, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, of course, and our Wednesday contributor to the Hair Radio Morning Show. He is the makeup czar, as far as I'm concerned. His name is Timotheus Smart, and you guys know him. He's with us each week, and you've got your own fan base, Timotheus. You really do, and they chime in every week to listen to you right here, so I want to pass that along to you. And just, it's such great, wonderful honor to have you with us again this morning.
Thank
on the
you.
Show. Yes. Now, today you're counting down the male icons. And so I'll let you continue. This sounds wonderful.
Okay, so the last icon of the classic era, this one was a bit of a stretch, but I feel comfortable with this one, and he is considered as the first ever Latin heartthrob, and his stage name was known as Ricky Ricardo, but professionally he is known as Mr. Desi Arnaz. Oh. Desi Arnaz was the husband of the late Lucille Ball, and he was a popular singer, dancer, club performer, and if you were to look at videos of him, because actually when he originally started doing the I Love Lucy, he was already in his 40s. So if you were to see videos and photos of him while he was in his 20s, you would see a man that easily rival any silver screen god at the time. He was another actor with really good hair, an amazing smile, that Cuban flavor that had that spice to it. So he had the look of a classic movie actor. However, he had that Cuban flavor that just set him apart from anybody else during his time. And him and his wife, the comedic legend, Lucille Ball, actually caused a little bit of controversy because at that time a lot of people considered their marriage a mixed marriage because her being a Caucasian woman and him being of Cuban descent. And, you know, to see the two of them on screen together, I don't think you could honestly appreciate one without the other. They truly played off of each other in a magnificent way. Their show, I Love Lucy, plays every day somewhere in the world since both of them have passed away. So it just goes to show that this man's influence has still gone on way after his time. I've heard in an interview that Ricky Martin and even Enrique Iglesias referenced Desi Arnaz as an inspiration to them.
Well, you know what? I think that is an amazing choice, and particularly for me. I love that. I think that Desi Arnaz, I would have never expected him to make your list, but I can still see why. Desi Arnaz was someone who made such an impact in the entertainment world. Going back to what you said, it is reported that the networks did not want Lucille Ball to have Desi as her husband because of that so-called mixed marriage. And it's always been alleged that he was, so they wanted to cast someone else, someone who was not of Cuban descent, as her husband. But Lucille stood her ground, and not only that, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz formed Desi Lu Productions, which went on to produce so many other shows like Gomer Pyle and so many other TV shows that we know today. But the biggest contribution to all of entertainment and to television specifically is that Desi Arnaz, and this is something I don't have to go on the internet, I remember this and know this in my head, Desi Arnaz created something called, they created the sitcom, if you will. They created it in this way. Until they did what they did, they only knew of using one camera. So Desi Arnaz created this thing where they use three cameras. So to this day, we use three cameras to record a TV program. Three cameras. That format, that's what was created by Desi Arnaz. And so, yes, Lucille Ball went on. They stayed together for quite a while. Lucille went on and she married someone else, and Desi, you know, they lived a good little while, and they were big folks from Beverly Hills. They lived in Beverly Hills, I seem to recall. And I happened to be in Los Angeles back in the 90s when Lucille Ball passed away. I was at the Arsenio Hall show, and they flashed on the monitor that Lucille had passed away that day, you know, at that moment when we were in the audience. I was sitting in a dog pound in the old days. We were on his show. And they showed it on a monitor that she had passed away. So I went back to Hollywood Boulevard after Arsenio's show wrapped at Paramount Studios at that time. And on Hollywood Boulevard was Lucille Ball's star. And her star was located in front of Frederick Gastulis, in front of Frederick's of Hollywood. And so, and I remember, and on her star, they placed the big wreath sand and all of that. With and fans started to leave things, and I saw that there when I came back to Hollywood Boulevard. So I will never forget that. And we love Lucy, to put it mildly, and we love Desi Arnaz, and he is an amazing choice. His son, Desi Arnaz Jr., is still going strong, and so is their daughter out there. So they're doing some great things. The great Lucille, I think, Lucy Arnaz. So great, great choice, you know, and such personal memories for all of us. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, guys. So we're going to jump into so that those top five men: Marlon Brando, James Dean.
Great classic choices. Wow.
Harry
Belafonte,
Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz are what we consider our classic male beauty icons. But now we're going to bring
it
to the new.
What? I'll tell you what. Why don't we do that? It's a perfect time for us to take our music break, give you a chance to grab your coffee, and when you come back on the other side of this music break, I think it'll be perfect time to go into your, I guess, your contemporary side of the list.
Absolutely.
How's that?
Great.
All right, folks. Well, listen, we are going to take just a quick music break. Won't take very long at all. And when we come back, we're going to kind of we're going to have some more of this wonderful list of your iconic folks. And then don't forget, we have got to we've also got to get the update on what happened at your show, the Living Doll Show. So stay with us, folks. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show, featuring, starring Tamethia Smart, coming up after this music break. Stay with us.
Will you play the part? was the sun, time the sky would be. If I satisfied all your needs, I feel like a fool, cause I trusted you, did what I didn't want to do, just cause you wanted me to. I gave you my soul and I just don't know why, couldn't I recognize you were my life. All my girls out there, just cause you say that we can, you can't believe everything that it fits in your ear, but it's all good,
it's all good.
You didn't care that you broke my heart, but it's all good,
it's all good.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is about 7:35 in the morning on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. We are so excited to have with us, of course, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, and Mr. Timotheus Smart. You guys know if it's Wednesday, it is time for Timotheus. All right. So you are the makeup star, Timotheus, and again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you have already put together an extraordinary list of male icons, classic male icons so far. So right before we went to the music break, it sounds like you're about to get into, you're continuing with your list, but I think you have some contemporary folks, if I'm not mistaken. Take it away.
Yes. So just a brief recap of our classics were Mr. Marlon Brando, James Dean, Harry Belafonte, Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz. So
wow.
Our number six meets us somewhere in the middle of the classics and the new school. And he is what I would consider one of the smoothest men I have ever seen float across the screen. He stole our hearts in Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Billy D. Williams.
Woo-hoo!
This
Billy
is
Mr.
And I'm going to age myself right now, but this is Mr. Colt 45 from back in the days when he was just modeling and then going into acting. And he is a man that his influence, his class, his sophistication has gone from back in those days to present day. Mr. Williams is always referred to as a classic, not just a classic actor, but just a class act altogether. You've never heard anything about him being disrespectful or mean or nasty. But he just always carries this air of sophistication, this air of class, this air of just a beautiful man. And to see him on screen with the legend, the boss, Miss Diana Ross, in Lady Sings in Mahogany, and I love that ending scene of Mahogany when Diana, when actually Billy D is on stage and he's talking about being a councilman, and Diana Ross screams out, "I want my old man back." And I loved it. And I love the chemistry that the two of them share on the screen. And it's something that, you know, just truly, she pushed him to be his absolute best. And I don't feel this list would have been complete without making sure that this man was on this list. And he meets you in the middle of the classics and the contemporaries, because he does carry that air of class and sophistication. And I absolutely love Billy D. Williams.
Well, Billy D. is all that you said. And I think your favorite line is that. My favorite line is, "Do you want my hand to fall off?" I don't remember which movie it was in. Oh, that was in Lady Sings the Blues. I don't remember which movie it was in, and I just remember that line stayed with me. "Do you want my hand to fall off?" I'm sorry. So, you know, we had to do our little acting this morning. But great choice, great choice. We also remember Billy D for being one of the very first African-Americans to be featured in a starring role on the late-night soap scene. He was in Dynasty. So when we look at these wonderful black characters that are in this hit TV nighttime melodrama soap now called Empire, they have to pay tribute to the great Diane Carroll, who was on your female list, of course, and to Billy D. Williams, who both starred in the iconic TV series Dynasty. So we are very excited to acknowledge that this morning. So great, great choice. And he's also a great painter in his own personal spare time. He's an amazing artist, and so in every which way. So great choice.
Okay. So we're going to jump down to a man that we lost much, much too soon. And some people thought that he would actually go in the route of his father and actually one day become president. And we're talking about the Prince of Camelot, John F. Kennedy Jr. John F. Kennedy Jr., was a free spirit, and he never let the legacy of his family boggle him down into be something that he wasn't. He wanted to run his own company. He skated around Central Park with his shirt off, and he was the pea prince, like Princess Diana was the people's princess. John F. Kennedy Jr. was known as the People's Prince, and he was very personable. He started a magazine, a very short-lived magazine called George, and I remember the very first issue where they had the supermodel Cindy Crawford dressed like George Washington on the front of the cover. And he wanted to give a political view from a younger person's standpoint. And, you know, coming from such an iconic family during an iconic time in our history. One of the most classic photos of him is him as a young boy when he was saluting his father's casket that was being horse-drawn by. And we lost him at such a young age. He had just gotten married, and there were so many things in his future, and he was actually one of the first political, well, the only political figure ever to be known on the People magazine as the sexiest man alive. And I believe that was 1989. And, you know, he will sorely be missed. I mean, that was a man that I feel never got the chance to actually shine to his fullest potential. But we know that he's beyond the stars right now. And just the legacy that he left behind, I feel like his mother and his father would clearly be proud of the work that he did. And, you know, just to see photos of him, just he would skate around with these gym shorts and his rollerblades and no shirt through Central Park, and people would say, "Oh, my God, is that John F. Kennedy Jr.?" He just made himself so accessible to everyone else. He lived on the Upper East Side, had a beautiful wife, and, you know, just an all-around beautiful man.
Absolutely. And, of course, they died tragically in that plane crash. But I'll tell you something about the wonderful family and legacy that he was so much a part of and creating that. The political magazine, George, was popular at the time. And I seem to remember that, and not just the wonderful John, but also his sister, who's still doing amazing work in the way of education and so much more here in New York, and for the country. I think she's one of the, you know, one of the ambassadors for America. So we are so excited, and such a political dynamo there, their entire family. You know, you don't go into too many circles when you talk about politics and family dynasties that the Kennedy's names are not mentioned. Or the Kennedy name, rather, is not mentioned. So we are so happy that I think you made a really good choice. Interesting. Very interesting.
And he was truly a genuine young man. I have a cousin who attended Brown University with him, along with Rhonda Ross at that same time, and he had nothing but good things to say about JFK Jr. They actually lived in the same dormitory. Their rooms were down the hall from each other, and he was just an awesome young man, definitely.
All right. Interesting.
So, yes, he. I didn't feel like I could complete this list without him. And you're going to jump into number eight. This is one man in the same vein of Billy D. Williams. I clearly could not have this list without his name on it, and I think everybody knows who he is, Mr. Denzel Washington. So, Denzel Washington
right.
is a two-time Academy Award winner for Glory and Training Day. I love Denzel Washington and Glory, but I honestly feel, and I'm going to make this statement right now, I feel that he was completely jerked of winning the Oscar for Malcolm X. He was amazing in that movie, clearly amazing in that movie. Denzel Washington is the first African-American to ever be called the sexiest man alive on People magazine, and still to this date the only African-American man to ever win that title. Denzel, the world over, has been known not just for his acting abilities, but clearly for his good looks. I don't know. There was a show long time ago, and I'm aging myself again, where he played a doctor, and I believe it was St. Elmo's Fire.
No,
St.
Elsewhere was the
Saint
TV
Elsewhere.
Show where he was a doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. And I had seen it on Nick at Night. That shows my age again.
well, it really shows my age if I actually know all these are factoids that I recall all these factoids off the top of my head because I remember them all so well. So very interesting. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the only connection I have to Denzel was that I remember at the airline at TWA when I was in reservations out in Los Angeles, and he would frequently travel to Europe, and I remember seeing the reservation that he had in our system. I didn't talk to him, but I guess he had called and had booked flights with other reps. And it showed that he has a big family, apparently, and he was taking everybody to Paris first class on TWA. So I remember looking at his reservation years ago. Yes, a lot of kids. I do remember seeing that. I don't remember all their names and all of that stuff, but yeah, he's a good choice. He's had such a big impact on us acting-wise. The only other actor I think comes close, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to let you go through your list first. We'll come back. If he's not on your list, we're going to raise sand. And you don't know, the only person I think that should be on that list, I'm not going to say anymore, so I'll let you continue. I love your list. Great job.
Okay, so we're going to jump down to number nine. And number nine is another one I don't think if I was putting this list together, he would ever be excluded. And he is Mr. Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Brad Pitt, actor and humanitarian. one of my favorite Brad Pitt's movie of all time is Interview with a Vampire and Legends of the Fall. I thought that he was amazing in both of those movies. He was typecast in the beginning of his career that everyone just wanted him to do, like, the handsome sidekick. But he wanted to push all of that to the side, and he wanted to be taken as a serious dramatic actor. I mean, I know that everybody remembers him in Thelma and Louise in his younger days, and that was his very first role on film was in Thelma and Louise. And to see him now as a father and a humanitarian and an actor, and he was actually one of the producers of the Academy Award-winning movie 12 Years a Slave. And Brad Pitt just continues to be an amazing man, even well now into, I believe he just turned 47, and
maybe a few years ago.
Oh, my
think,
God. That is
I think he, yeah, I think he's past that point now.
I think he's
about 50 at least.
Well, when I researched, I saw 47, so I'm going to, I would just say
he's timeless.
He was born December 18th, 1963. That makes him 51.
Well, 63. That would actually, that would make him about 51 at least.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I
okay.
knew he was older than 47.
Well,
he's
looking
great, though.
I saw
no, but he looks—he
okay.
actually looks that age. He looks much younger than that. So, you know, his wife Angelina Jolie. Of course, we have the great. Friend to the show, David Babai, has the stylist for. Brad Pitt. He's done, Brad Pitt is his, one of his clients, and Angelina Jolie as well. And you guys know David Babai. He's on our show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Oh, yeah.
And,
well, we have nothing
Brad
but the top
also,
stars here.
And Brad was also the first actor to ever be awarded the People's Sexiest Man Alive twice. So
really?
The very first actor to ever receive that award twice. So congratulations to Mr. Brad Pitt, and I would definitely have to say that he is one of my favorites. I absolutely loved him in Interview with a Vampire. I actually saw that movie in the movie theaters, and I haven't been in the movie theater in years. But I do remember wanting to see that movie, and he was just magnetic on screen. So he's one of those that was a no-brainer for this list. Now, the last two, a stretch. But I just want you guys to hear me out.
Okay.
And then you tell me what you think. Now, this man in Soap Opera's Digest was awarded the title as the sexiest soap opera actor of all time. And we are talking about Mr. Shamar Moore. Now, Mr. Shamar Moore, I would say, is a very beautiful man, very structured face, piercing eyes, beautiful body. I would say that he clearly deserves that title. I don't watch soap operas often, but when I have seen them, he is one that I probably would want to see on screen. I would say that he does evoke the maybe the younger days of, say, Mr. Billy Dee Williams, and I think that he is a surprise on this list. I hope not too much of a surprise, but I do believe that he embodies such a confidence and such a swagger that, you know, lots of viewers of The Young and the Restless couldn't help but vote him to be the sexiest soap opera actor of all time. But I would love to hear your opinion on this.
I love Shamar Moore. I've actually fallen in love with him again as I have become a fan of Criminal Minds last year. He's known for his good looks, and it was always a question over the years actually whether he was a good actor or not. Maybe he was just enjoying his success because of his looks. But I tell you, on Criminal Minds, I love his character, Derek Morgan, and he has earned the right to be considered as a sex symbol as well as a great actor. I like Shamar Moore.
Wow. Well, interesting choice. I like Shamar Moore too, generally speaking. And if you're talking about, I guess, in the looks category, I guess he should deserves a spot on the list somewhere. But I think when you look, I think for all the other folks on your list, when you peel back their beauty, there seems to be something else going on that supports and reinforces those good looks. But in Shamar's case, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think that I don't see all of it just yet. I think he has a lot more potential to come, and maybe he hasn't had the right breakout role that just would allow that to match the external, things that we see. I think that, you know, maybe the best is yet to come. And I think that he's probably working on that. So I think he deserves to be on the list. Probably for me, you had how many people on the list, 20?
No, I have 11.
Okay, so if you have 11 for me, he would be number 12. But I love him.
Well, you're entitled to that, yes.
And you know what? And I'm pretty sure when I get... I'm pretty sure when I get back on Facebook today, I will see so many comments with, why didn't you put this one? Why didn't you put that one?
Yes.
So I'm sure I'm looking forward to it with my breakfast as I peruse Instagram and Facebook. I'm sure I'll see it.
For me, been right on behind Elvis Presley. <You know? laughs> Well, you go ahead. I'm sorry. You guys,
but
go
our last beauty icon, I will debate at all costs if anyone says that he does not deserve to be on this list. He is a pioneer in the world of modeling, and I'm talking about the one and only first black supermodel, Mr. Tyson Beckford.
Beckford.
Oh, man.
Stallion.
Wow. Well, you have saved just about for your last choices, I think, are the most controversial on your whole list. I'll let you guys go ahead and lead in. Did you want to say anything else to me, Fiazon?
Yes, and I'm going to defend Mr. Beckford at all costs because this man has set such a trail for himself that so many male models have tried to emulate. He has set the standard for male modeling and has taken it internationally. This was the first face of Ralph Lauren Polo. This man was discovered on a park bench Central Park.
Central Park,
He was sitting down. He is managed by the great Beth Ann Hardison, and she has guided his career to places that no other male model in the world has ever touched. And when you go down the list, if you Google the greatest male model of all time, Tyson Beckford's photo is the very first one to pop up. And for him to be an African-American male with chinky eyes, dark skin, and a bald head, you have to recognize that. And even if he doesn't have the depth of a career that is that some people would consider, you know, impactful, but he gives you a figure of a way a strong male would look in the modeling industry. But he came in with tattoos. He came in with muscles when the guys were very frail and thin. He came in with a bald head when guys had hair going down their back. And because I come from the modeling industry, I will clearly defend the fact that this man deserves to be on this list, because there are so many people that would say, well, Elvis Presley doesn't deserve to be on this list. But you cannot deny the impact that these people have carried, because if they didn't have the impact, you wouldn't have so many people trying to be them.
Well, we're going to fight about this list next week. We are going to fight about it. Pearl, did you have any comments on Tyson?
he was a surprise, but I like him. I just would not have thought about him, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. But he's had a great career. I think he's eye candy, definitely. And actually this spring he's going to be, yeah, starting next week, he's going to be the guest host for the Chippendales this season in Vegas.
Yeah, he's out there making appearances. I think Tyson deserves to be on the list, actually. I think it's a good choice. I met his mother years ago. We were at the Valentine's Day party together. And very nice lady. She's very, very nice. I do remember her very well. So she was a great contact. And I stayed in touch with her for a little while. I completely vote for Tyson. Beckford, I think that's a great choice. You know who I would have liked to have seen on the list? Or let's wait till next week. Is that okay? We'll talk about it next week.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I don't want no fly guy, I just want a shy guy. That's what I want, yeah. You know what I want, yeah.
Bye.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, April 20th of 2022. It is our show number 702. Show number 702, 702. And I want to bring to the line my amazing, I'm going to say he is a co-star at this point, if there ever was. The one and only, now again, his name is spelled the same forwards and backwards. We're talking about Otto. Otto, good morning. Out of South Jersey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
I'm doing great, and welcome to the mid-show. I am so excited for live chat. I've got to talk about a lot about what's going on. You know, I have a news item or two a little later. But first, I wanted to kind of just first officially welcome everybody to the mid part of our broadcast. It's live chat, where we get a chance to talk a little bit about what's happening behind the scenes at Hair Radio, what's coming up and going forward, and so many things here. So we want to make sure and, you know, kind of keep you abreast of things, and that's what this is all about. So first, Otto, how are you doing?
Oh, great. I always enjoy Throwback Thursday.
Sounds like you're exercising.
No, it's just listening to all the male icons. And like I said, I enjoy the Throwback Thursday.
Oh, Tamecia Smart. Okay, let me just break this down for everybody. Because today may be your first time ever tuning in. So let's just kind of roll everything out. First of all, that was a clip. I gave you guys a little heads up at the early part of the clip. And what I love about this, you know, in honor of our recent big milestone here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I wanted to kind of dig in our vault and kind of pull out some of the things that we have not, you know, kind of brush them off and freshen them up a bit and put them on out there. And this was one of my favorites. First of all, Tamecia's is an incredible, first of all, he is a guy. Okay, let me just be clear. He is a wonderful guy. He is a makeup artist out of Jersey City, New Jersey. Okay, so up north, not down in your part of Jersey, up in the northern part, not far from New York City. And so real nice guy. He used to join us every Wednesday. That was from 7 years ago. Back in 2015. So Tamecia was on our show, and we love him so much. He comes to the show. He still offers his support for Hair Radio all the time. And he was with us each week. And so we love Tamecia. He was just, he is an incredible person. And he was just, he's just a great guy. He was awesome on our show. And I'm so excited. I have a piece where he came back to Hair Radio after many years to say hi. So we'll get that on for you maybe a little later on today.
And so that was really nice. Now, what about his countdown? This countdown, it's one of my favorite countdown shows ever. And we used to do a lot of countdowns. Then I had a co-host out of Tennessee named Pearl, who was from the South, wonderful lady. And she would be on the show and help us from time to time. And so she gave us a hand on the countdown. And so I can't wait to hear what your thoughts are if you heard a little bit of that. So and let me just also pay a little tribute before we get into that. If you tuned in early, about 6 this morning, we kicked off the broadcast. It's Throwback Thursday, hashtag TBT, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
And we had a chance, to get on one of my super favorites, a woman named Diana King. Now, she was a huge singer in the 90s, in the mid-90s. And she has like I don't want to get the wrong island, but she has a like an islandish, you know, kind of way that she sings. And long before there was Rihanna, who has kind of popularized that whole style, Diana King was out there first doing it. And Diana King remade a song, which I led off with this morning, called "I Say a Little Prayer," and that is a classic hit. If you know Aretha Franklin. And you know Dionne Warwick, our own very Dionne Warwick, who also had a big hit with I Say a Little Prayer song. And then in the 90s, there was a song starring none other than Julia Roberts. And Julia Roberts played in a movie called My Best Friend's Wedding, and which is one of my favorite movies. Yeah, it's a little bit of a rom-com, romantic comedy type movie. But, I still love Julia Roberts. I always have and I always will. And she played in that movie. And the theme song, they brushed it up a little bit and got Diana King's song. So that was the song that was featured as part of the movie. That's her version of I Say a Little Prayer. So that's Diana King. I'm going to have to see what she's up to these days. She has a great voice. She's always had a beautiful voice, and we love her so much. So a few minutes ago, I played her biggest hit, which was called Shy Guy. That's how she kind of got onto the scene. So if you ever want to Google her and look her up, that's the music. I used to hate, I don't know about you, Otto, but I used to hate listening to the radio, and songs would play. And you would never know who sings the song. They would never mention it. And you're like, oh, my God, whose song is that? Well, now they have all kinds of apps where the song, you could hum a song and it'll tell you who sang it and the day they were born. But back in the day, there was no Google. There was no app to sample things. So we had to just wait until we were lucky enough to get a DJ who would say what we heard. And and then be even luckier to get them to replay it. So, used to sit by and just wait for the song to come on. Those were the old days. And so, it's Throwback Thursday. So we're gonna reminisce a little bit. So that's my thing. And the other thing I wanted to say about that, and we're going to get to your comments, Otto, is that please understand, because I want to talk about being polite and being considerate of all ethnicities piece. Timotheus referenced chinky eyes as he was talking about one of the male models, Tyson Beckford, and I have a Tyson Beckford story, but I'll share that another time. Tyson Beckford, who's a well-known African-American model, he referred to him as chinky eyes. So we don't refer to folks like that who happen to be Asian. Not a good thing. So that was something that a lot of us did in the past, and we thought it was harmless. Well, we know better now. That was 7 years ago, long before there was all this movement that was taking place, a shift in how we relate to one another. So I just wanted to politely acknowledge that, and I'll see if I can find that and get that edited out. So so there we go. So on to today. I'm so excited. Again, welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show in 2022. It's hour number It's actually April 21st. What am I talking about, April 20th? I think I actually said April 20th today. I just realized you. I'm not even going to tell you how I realized it. I'll share that with you. But, yeah, at first, because what happens is I look at my screen, and if I type the wrong date in, I'm stuck for the whole show with the wrong date. So I have to be careful, and I have about a million calendars all around me to make sure that I say the right date. But, yes, Thursday.
Right.
Thursday, April 21st, so let me be clear about that, 2022. Now, what I'm so excited about with all of these incredible things is that it is the 21st of the month, and we've been doing just a great job. I want to remind folks that autism, it's still the month of autism in April. That's what they kind of pay a lot of attention to, so we want to remind you about that. And just, you know, so back to Mr. Timothea Smart, so after all of that, Otto, after all of that, we were kind of talking about the incredible countdown from Mr. Smart, Makeup Czar, out of Jersey City, New Jersey, with Pearl Walker. So what did you catch? What is your opinion?
Oh, boy. I enjoy these, because the list, because of the little things you know you would never know in regards to I especially liked, you know, it was James Dean, which was, you know, that guy was amazing, man. And Harry Belafonte, which was a great singer and actor, you know. And I have seen
he's still out there.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. Elvis Presley, actually the king. I took a vacation one time,
the king
and
of rock
I did,
and roll.
Oh, yeah. We didn't stop in Graceland, but we rode by it, and wow. And they were right. It is the most, still to this day, second most visited house. I mean, it's amazing.
Are you saying that you yourself have been passed down there in Memphis?
Yes. Elvis Presley Boulevard. Not stop, just taking a vacation, driving through, and there was lines out there, and it was a beautiful estate. And
you mean to tell me you didn't go and stand in line? Come on, Otto.
No, no, my daughter had to go to the bathroom.
Okay, no, I'm just teasing.
Daddy, I'm
really
hungry.
So there
Daddy,
were a lot of folks out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was right on the main boulevard, Elvis Presley Boulevard, and it was impressive. And I always, you know, he was still or more famous when he passed away. That's the iconic thing about him, that he lives on forever. And the people, you're right, you see, I, you know, in my painting career, I've gone into people's homes and seen the king pictures and different things.
You mean they
have
pictures of Elvis in their home?
Oh yeah. And then we move on to the later, the newer version, 6 through 10, 6 to 11, actually. Billy D. Williams. I forgot about the Colt 45 commercial. I did. It reminded me.
Wow. That's why I love these things, because I actually forgot a lot about this until I hear you mention some of this stuff. But, so what about Billy D. Williams, yes. What do you have to say about Billy D. Williams, Otto?
Oh, the movie Mahogany. I did, and Lady Sings the Blues. I mean, what roles he had. Yeah, what great roles.
And don't forget,
and
he played in Dynasty. He played as the husband to Diane Carroll. We talked about
Diane
her
Carroll.
Yesterday on the show. That's right.
Yes.
Another little reference for that. Wow.
Yes. Denzel, I mean, you know, his Training Day, like, what a movie, you know. So he's
right.
A very versatile.
So you
and,
love this,
you know,
list. I didn't even know who these people were.
I followed their, you know, careers at a distance, I mean, through movies and different things. But I always love learning new things, and that's what happens on Throwback Thursday. I usually learn a lot more than I expected.
Thank you.
And every
that's
day. Actually.
Thank you.
Every day, usually. But Throwback Thursday is always I enjoy because of the list. And
exactly.
And
of some sort.
Yeah.
We're going to count down something.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, by far, I enjoy these. And you get tidbits that you didn't know. And you'll always realize that, you know, they're still humans, you know, but they have certain
exactly.
things that catch your ear. And
Well, I've
you know,
got something for you, Otto. One of my favorites that was on his list, who still remains to be a favorite of mine to this day, was the incredible Lucille Ball's husband as well, of course, as Lucy. We're talking about Desi Arnaz. And as I mentioned in the piece, you know, I happened to be out at, this is talk about the 90s, at the Arsenio Hall show at Paramount Studios. Mm-hmm. And I remember this at Sunset and Gower. And this was before I lived in Los Angeles. I used to just fly out there just to go to. I used to take all of my airline employee coworkers out to the Arsenio Hall show. That's what I was known for throughout the 7,000 employees at Newark Airport, was that I would fly like 100 people out to Arsenio's show. And so while I was, and if you guys who are way old enough to remember this, but Arsenio had a little part of his audience called the Dog Pound. And they would and all this kind of crazy stuff. You heard that in the piece, right? And I sat there. I don't know if that was, I believe that was the show I was in, the Dog Pound. I've been there like a few times. And when we went to commercial at the Arsenio show, because, you know, they recorded the show about 5 in the afternoon and then sent it out to their syndicated networks and channels. And so they flashed it on screen during the commercial in studio in the monitor that Lucille Ball had died. And my heart just sunk to my toes. You know, so and we had to continue with the show and clapping and laughing and all that stuff. And it was really difficult to do for me because I'm a huge fan of Lucille Ball. Huge. There's not even... There's no one even come close to me. I love Lucille Ball a lot, always have. I love her husband, her family, because for me, they were super smart people. They were super smart, whip smart. You know what I mean? They were. What are you going to say about that, Otto?
No, you brought up great points because you're, you know, the pillar of knowledge. I didn't know about the Desi Lu Productions. Gomer Pyle, the sitcoms they created.
The Untouchables, they produced all those shows. Yeah, Desi Lu. And Desi Lu was a part of Desi's name and Lucille Ball, and together they formed one of the first TV production studios, and that was Desi Lu. They owned that. They sold it to the folks that we now know as CBS. And
no
Paramount.
Way.
So that's why, you see on CBS, the parent company is called Paramount, and they own all of that material from I Love Lucy. So during the holidays on CBS, they play a lot of those classic clips on the holidays and stuff like that because they own that material. And I happened to be out at remember, I was at Paramount Studios just ironically during that time. So they're all – it's all connected in there. But what I love about Desi, he was so before his time. In television production, unlike radio, they have what's called a fourth wall. So in the TV studio, they have, you know, they have where the camera's located, and then you see three walls. That's it. There's a fourth wall where the camera is. They don't show that, and the audience, usually for a situation comedy, you have an audience, a live audience, and they tape on Fridays, usually. So at that point, for them, they usually used to use just one camera technique. And it used to follow everywhere, and it used to look so boring and old looking. And and the incredible Desi Arnaz, came up with a three-camera approach. Three cameras, which literally can record. Yes, well, it's true, which can record at the same time, and then they just splice it together. So it gives a real crisp look and multi-camera approach. He created that method. Now, according to the crazy lunatic folks who didn't even want Desi and Lucy to even be married, let alone, you know, rise to great heights starring on a TV show, we wouldn't even have that method. Can you believe the crazy? Oh, my goodness. What? And so can you imagine how many things have never been able to materialize because of crazy folk? And I'll part that there. But I love myself some Desi. And there's a new movie about their love story that stars Nicole Kidman. And she was nominated for an Academy Award recently. I didn't get to see it yet, but I'm a big fan. And her daughter, Lucy's daughter, Lucy Arnaz, produced it. So I'm excited. I will see it as soon as possible. But for me, it brings up a lot of emotions because, as I said, I'm a big fan. I did march. Soon as the taping at Arsenio show was over, I rushed back to Hollywood Boulevard. And her star had a lot of flowers on it on Hollywood Boulevard. You know, they have the Walk of Fame. And her star was located right outside of the big Fredericks of Hollywood store. So I never forgot that. And so those are some personal accounts from my incredible life, from my incredible travels, and from my incredible experience in broadcasting. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, you sure have been a lot of places, and you share with us, the audience. And I get knowledge every day listening to the show, and I write, you know, I remember things, I the tidbits, and all the things mean a lot to me personally.
I
enjoy
your
show.
Kind. Well, you're very kind, Otto. This was back in the 90s. It's Throwback Thursday. If we can't throw it back on Thursday, when can we throw it back? Okay. So I just wanted to make this show a special experience. Want to talk a little bit on some of the things that are happening out there, what we're up to these days, and also, just for a quick moment and throwing it back. On Tuesday's big milestone show, we had a huge celebration for you guys who might have missed it. Show number 700, you can Google it. It's out there on the internet. And if you ever miss a show, let me just tell you the easiest way to listen to any of our shows, and I'm talking about the Hair Radio Morning Show, these live shows that we do. All you have to do is go to Google. Just pop in 5 words on your search. Very simple. The Hair Radio Morning Show. You type that into Google, and bam, all of our amazing episodes, all 702 will pop up. And you get to choose what you want to listen to. So you can go back to any of your favorite shows. Now, if you just type my name in Google that, then you're going to get a whole plethora of things that you will never find what you're looking for. I got a lot of stuff out there. Let me just put it mildly, we've got a lot of things going on at Hair Radio and Kerry Hines. And that's kind of what brings me to talk about Upscale Magazine, because that's what's happening right now. So this weekend, I'm committing myself to getting our Upscale Magazine radio network really pushing forward with all kinds of amazing announcements and new content and special programming and all of that. So it's just been, we've got a lot going on. And we're real happy about that. Yeah, so real good stuff. I'll talk a little bit more about that. Upscale is one of only 2 magazines that are in the African-American homes and on the newsstands from coast to coast here in America. So Bernard Bronner, who's one of my favorite folks to talk about, his family, is partnered with that. That's pretty much what they put out at Bronner Brothers. They're doing a special – they're like the biggest, multicultural hair show literally in the world. With all kinds of wonderful things. Usually it was in Atlanta in past years, but I think it's in Miami this year. So I plan to be there in August. So I cannot wait. So that's all of that.
Let me ask you a question, Curry.
Yes.
Upscale Magazine. I think I heard, and it's 60 years?
Upscale, Bronner Brothers, which is the parent company of all of that, I'm sure they've been around. But the man, and he used to be specifically over Bronner Brothers, which is the big hair show. Bernard Bronner is the man who created the magazine. He spun off his own upscale magazine. And that was done, that's like 32, 34 years. It's over 30 years. So that he's been the man behind upscale. So that's a long time. Now, Bronner Brothers, I believe that that's about 70-something years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, about okay, that's what I heard.
Years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
so
still,
we'll double-check all of that.
How many magazines are still available after 30-plus years? That's
exactly.
That's an amazing journey, you know?
And Otto, I have to tell you this. It's been, listen, that magazine, I've watched classic TV shows, and they literally have a copy of Upscale magazine as part, like on their set or the characters reading it. I've seen it with my own eyes. And I said, oh, my God, I'm a part of that magazine now. I write, have my little writings in there. My name is in the magazine. Wow, how wonderful is that? Go Upscale, go. And congratulations, on all that's happening. And I'm thrilled to be doing something of historical context as well by launching and helping them to put together their incredible 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network. And it's powered by us at Hair Radio. So real good stuff.
It's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. So lots of things to get to. Hey, want to talk a little bit. I started and then I got a little sidetracked, and I apologize about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about Tuesday's incredible show. I'm still flying from Tuesday's show. What about you, Otto? Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. It was what a day. It was a great day for me on the show and being with all the guests and, of course, Kerry Hines. And
thank you, sir.
Oh, absolutely, Kerry. Your show and that show there meant a lot to me in regards to, you know, coming on board and being a part of the 700 show. So that's pretty much, you know, I'm still blown away, actually.
Go right ahead.
It's fortunate. I'm very fortunate to be part of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but not only that, the celebration of 700 shows with all the live guests and the call-ins.
Exactly,
Just a really, really, really good show.
I agree.
I
think you just said it all. It was a really nice little show that was put together, and you guys, again, you can Google it if you missed any part of it. But what jumps out at me is the effort that was made, that day, from all parts, from everybody from statewide Chip to Mary Reed Johnson, from Hairhead Heart to Eugene Davis and Conversations of Hair, to Vet Talk Radio Show on the Caboose part, pulling up the end with the incredible 32 show, I think it was, of Vet Talk Radio and Michael Hopkins and all of those folks. So really great stuff. Yeah, real proud moment.
Yeah.
But now there was a part in the mid-show that I want to kind of get on for you guys. I hope you guys will indulge me. It was an incredible mid-show moment. And I don't usually expose, I'm Mr. Calm and Cool and Collected kind of person. But this even took me down. So listen, I'm going to try, let me see if I can get it started. This is the live chat now, guys. So I really want you to understand what's happening. It's the live chat, but it's not our live chat from today. It's our live chat from mid-show on Tuesday. So I'm going
to
start it in the background
here.
Very,
very, very special broadcast today of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, I'm Kerry Hines. It's Tuesday morning, April 19th of 2022.
And so I'm going to let that go ahead and play out, folks. It's not that long, and we'll be back live with you. I just want you to hear this incredible. This is one of my favorite remembrances from Tuesday's show. So stay with it, take a listen, and we're going to be back live on this Thursday, April 21st, of 2022, our new show number 702, to chat all about it. It's only been a couple of shows away, Otto. We're going to talk all about it. So take a listen. Make some notes, folks. We'll be back. And enjoy on the Hair Radio Morning Show. As we say, lots and lots and lots to unpack today. My goodness. So first, I want to take a moment to bring to the line a gentleman that you guys have gotten to know just recently. He has come to gotten on our radar over at the International Beauty Show that we were starring at right here in New York City. I want to bring to the line a gentleman from South Jersey. We are talking about, now his name is spelled the same, forwards and backwards, O-T-T-O. Very, very simple, straightforward name, but it is a complex man. Good morning, Otto. Good morning, and welcome to the 700 celebration.
Kerry, good morning. Congratulations. 700 three-hour live shows. Wow. Wow,
yes,
Kerry.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So, Otto, yes, I want to say, first of all, let me just ask you, and then we have some guests joining us in just a moment or two. But first, what does this mean to you to be part of this whole thing here at Hair Radio? What does it mean to you? And I'm going to see if I can find that celebration song with Kool and the Gang. Go right ahead, Otto. What does this whole thing mean to Otto?
It changed my life in all aspects. Enjoying, learning, and just a lifelong dream to be in the hair radio business and things I enjoy, community. But you really bring it. You bring it all, and I would like to thank you personally for all you do for the guests, the fans, the advertisers, and especially myself personally. Congrats, Gary, on the 700 live 3-hour shows. I'm proud of you,
thank
man.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's very
kind. Amazing.
Wow.
So how are you?
Well,
how are you?
I didn't expect that. Doing well. Doing well. It is. Wow, I didn't expect to.
Oh, sure.
Really,
you touched my life first.
Let it just hit so deeply.
Oh, absolutely. You personally touched my life and changed my life, and can't thank you enough. And, you're great for the community. I enjoy it all, Kerry. Thanks again.
Well, listen, we are going to – it's a happy celebration today. And I appreciate that, Otto. We couldn't have made it over the finish line to the 700 without your great assistance, something I was able to pick up on within seconds of talking to you. And in getting to know you a little bit, we still got to unpack a whole lot more to Otto. I'm feeling we're just scratching the surface, really. But I'm very grateful that you have come aboard. And so I thank you for that. It's very heart-touching, and I didn't expect to be quite take it in so much today. I really didn't. Thought I was going to just be, it'll be, from $699 to $700, no big deal. But when I start to look back at all that I've been through, and I really can't think about it too much because I wouldn't be able to finish the show today. So I really can't think about it too much. I really can't. That's not an exaggeration. So let me talk a little bit about what's happening. We've got a lot going on. I want to kind of focus a little bit, Otto, on some of the folks that have made a big difference, along with yourself here over the course of the broadcast, especially in recent times. You know, I've done many celebration shows. I did a celebration at show 50, at show 100, at 150, 200, 250, 300. So you get the idea. So now we're at show number 700. So I want to first bring to the line, a very special person. Otto, who are we bringing to the line first on this incredible celebration?
Okay, we're coming to the line now. It would be Michael Hopkins. From Vet Talk Radio Show.
Wow. All right. Otto, thank you. Boy, you've got the announcer thing down. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes, well, you are on. Good morning. So you've been listening to the show. You're on with Otto as well. Good morning.
Yes, and there is
Otto,
my
are you
man.
There?
Yes, sir. That I'm listening
my
to Michael.
Man, Otto.
Hey,
yes,
what's
yes,
happening,
sir.
Michael?
How are you? Every
good,
time
good.
I hear uh-huh. Otto's voice, Kerry, I think I'm back in Philly. And him and I are sitting down at the gallery eating a cheesesteak together. They're making a cheesesteak home.
Yes, the gallery is the big mall down in Philadelphia. You guys know downtown Philly, Market Street, I believe. Listen, we have a lot of folks on from Philly. Just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, if it's your first time tuning in, you're listening to a very, very special broadcast today of the 700th episode of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. It's about 7:41 and 7:41 in the morning here in Brooklyn, New York. If you're out in Central Time Zone, about 6:41 a.m. We've got Michael Hopkins. You guys know him, as Otto just introduced, as the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. So I do want to acknowledge that. Michael, what does this mean to you? Michael Hopkins, what does it mean to you? And then we're going to get the angels on in to this conversation, your producers. But what does it mean to you?
Well, first of all, Kerry, I have to congratulate you for just doing what you do. I mean, 700 episodes. And most television shows only last, what, 100 and some episodes, and then that's it?
At best.
Some of them
some
make
like,
it to what?
Like 10.
The pilot,
three.
And then they do about 3 episodes, and they put it in the can.
Yeah.
You went to 700.
Exactly.
And we're going to be with you for the next 700. We may all be having wheelchairs and canes, but guess what?
Yes.
Even if we have to broadcast from the senior citizens' home, we are still going to be live with the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Awesome. Mm. Well, I look forward to that. And you too, right, Otto? It'll be you, me, Otto. The angels will be right there with us. Mary V. Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll all be
all of us. The whole gang will be hanging out.
The whole gang. That's right. Like Spanky's gang. Well, listen,
I
like that.
Kerry Hines' gang, right? Like in the Our Gang series.
Exactly. That was it. Our Gang. Yes, you remember that. That's right. You guys, we're going
See,
back
that's
now.
That's the beautiful thing when we come from that generation where we can remember all of this stuff as reruns.
Yes. And folks, if you have no idea what we're talking about, that was, what was that? That was the Little Rascals. Let me just make
the
that clear to
Rascals.
Folks out there.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So, and you can Google it, all the young folks. Now, listen, I want to say this, Michael Hopkins, and Otto, of course, and we're going to get the angels on. And coming up in just about 15 minutes, we have a gentleman who's joining us as well. He'll be live with us. So we're getting into all the live chat this morning. Eugene Davis returns. He was on at 6:30 this morning with a special guest of his own, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a few minutes as well. But first, Michael, this is big. You come on with Vet Talk today at 8:30, but it's not your regular Vet Talk. This is Vet Talk with a celebration of our 700th broadcast. But you're going to be getting into some nitty-gritty conversations about what the vet folks, you know, the fans of Vet Talk Radio Show have come to know. So what do you have in store for your fans today at 8:30 on top of our celebration?
Oh, wow. Right. Well, such an outpouring of that last show we did with a lot of the hidden benefits.
Yes.
We just had to go back and we dug up some more. And I think the fans will love the ones that we dug up. I can't tell you. But stand by and stay tuned for our
show,
Vet Talk Radio, at 8:30.
Yes. In fact, Michael, I've got a little surprise for you, too. We're going to get your vet talk started at about 8:20 this morning. So we're going to wake up everybody a little bit earlier. So you are going to be right on through. So I'm super excited. So if you're around a little bit, kind of stick with us at about 20 after 8, give a couple minutes. Michael Hopkins and the entire crew of Vet Talk will be joining us. And so that kind of brings me, what do you think about that, Hopkins? Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio.
As we say, me and my angels say, we have a saying, we say slap. And it doesn't mean Chris Rock action with Will Smith. It means
Michael, I was going to tell you, let us go to the angels. Let's get them on into the conversation this morning right here. First, I want to bring to the line, this is a young lady who I'm just so touched by. I really am, and I appreciate her support. She's the first one on our show this morning, just on and checked in and taken a moment to listen in and offer support and always make comments and keeping us in check and especially spell check. I want to welcome Noor Jahan out of Clarksville, Tennessee, a very dear, wonderful woman to the broadcast. Good morning, Noor.
Good morning, Carrie.
Oh, you heard that. You heard that intro.
Yeah, I heard that spell check.
Well, listen, we just appreciate you and adore you here. I've got to also bring to the line Nicole is one of the producers as well, along with Noor Jahan. Nicole is out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And good morning and welcome. Yes, I'm excited to talk with you. Absolutely. And the third angel, today it just depends on which order we go in. Most of the time we lead off with Katrina. Katrina is out of my other favorite Paris, Texas. Good morning, Katrina. Good morning. Let's see if we can wake up Katrina a little bit. Katrina, are you down there in Texas? Do we have to send the folks down to Paris?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, we're about to come and get you. So good morning. I'm going to do a Charlie thing. Good morning, angels.
Good morning,
Carrie.
All right. Well, listen, I have to, right, Otto, isn't that how Charlie does it, the great John Forsythe? By the way, I have a John. Would you guys like to hear my John Forsythe story real quickly? I've got is a good time to do it. I've got two connections to Charlie's Angels. One, you guys know, the actual singer of, there was a theme song to Charlie's Angels. You guys have heard it when the classic TV show comes on with the three ladies, you know, the police, the private detectives. They play a theme song. Mm-hmm. Well, that theme song on the TV show had no words to it. But in real life, there were words to the song, to the theme song.
Yes.
And the singer of that was a beautiful, and she's still alive, is an amazing singer. And she did an interview with our show right here on the Hair Radio show. And she talks about singing the theme song. But let me tell you the truth. The theme song is so jazzy that I don't think that back in the 70s television was ready for such soulful rendition, in my personal opinion. But she's an incredible artist, and she sang the theme. So we'll get that on for you one day. That's one of my connections.
Great.
So that's really cool. And she says how Cheryl Ladd wanted to take over and sing the song. So we'll talk about that another time. But the other connection is that when I worked in the airlines, of course, we had Diane Carroll, who had checked her luggage in on my airline at Newark Airport, and she missed her flight. So she had her little personal address book in there, And I took a look. We had to look through, you know, the luggage, and it was her personal pocketbook, if you will, that she had. I don't think it was her pocketbook, but like a carry bag. And in there was her address book. And can you guys believe this? Who do you think was listed but John Forsythe? And so I was going to give him a call on the phone. I probably would have been fired immediately from the airline. But he was there. There were so many folks. One little tidbit, she had a personal picture of, and this time she was married to Vic Damone, who was a singer. And she had a personal picture of, you'll never guess, Sidney Poitier. So there you go.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
And that's the guy. I can take a lie detector test. That's the God's honest truth. So back to you guys, the angels. What exactly has this meant to you? Noor, what has it meant to you to be part of this whole thing at Hair Radio? And what do you want to give us a big old happy 700th today? What do you want to say?
Absolutely. Happy 700th episode, Kerry Hines and the Hair Radio Morning Show crew.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot, Noor. And you've been a big part of it. Do you remember your first time calling in and chatting with us on the air?
I do. I don't remember what number it was. It was a while back, but I know you were in show number 5-something.
Oh, really? We were back over 100 episodes ago? Wow.
Over 100.
That says a lot by itself. Wow. That's amazing. And Katrina, what about yourself? What do you say about this whole experience? Is it what you thought it would be?
It's more than what I thought it was going to be. It's very exciting, and it's just, I'm glad to be a part of it and glad to be here.
Well, listen, we appreciate all that you're doing. And, Nicole, we got to get you on. So, Nicole, what do you say about all of this? Has it been a surprise to be so involved and, you know, doing so many shows? And can you believe over 100 have passed just like in a blink?
I know. First, let me say congratulations on your 700th episode. And
Thank you.
Time has just gone by so fast. It's been an amazing opportunity. I want to thank you for being such an amazing mentor and friend and just helping us all along this journey. We have learned so much and just appreciate you so much. But, yes, our time has gone by so fast, and it's just an amazing ride, and we just thank you.
Oh, well, you're very much welcome, and I appreciate that. And you guys, I just want you all to know that I have taken very seriously my commitment to doing what we're doing, as you guys can figure out by now. And we're just really, like at the very top of the show today, we did a cold opening with Statewide Chip, and he was saying that we're just kind of getting started. You know, there's a lot more to come. And there really is, you know, so I'm just so grateful. And I'm most happy that we have a connection with Michael and the Angels, Michael's Angels. So we're going to be doing a lot more. We haven't even rolled out what station on this network will be and what it's all going to happen as things unfold here. As you guys may have heard earlier, Otto, I don't know if you heard, you were on early, Otto. Otto was on point. 6 o'clock this morning. I think we kicked off this morning. Yes. Go right ahead. Go ahead and jump in. If you got something, please. This is a good time to do it.
Oh, I personally would like to thank the Angels. Girls, it's great to talk to you and listen to you. And, Michael, what you do as the producer is keeping the vets relevant. You know, that they're not forgotten.
He
and
does.
I find my, and it's so true, you know, what your formula, it's all about the vets. And I can't thank you enough.
Wow.
I really appreciate it, girls, and Michael Hopkins especially.
Oh. Well, we're going to call him Lady.
Thank you, Brother Otto.
Yes. Good stuff.
Thank you, Brother Otto.
Mm-hmm. See, Otto's always looking out for everybody. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard. I want to thank our new commercial, Shanta, who came to us via, by way of Mr. Otto as well. She's the one you heard, her new product, which I had a chance to check out, Organic Love Collection. So you'll be hearing a lot more from that right here, across our network. It's the middle show, so I have to thank everybody. I mean, first, I got to thank the fans. These are folks who have been with me, Queen Treece. You guys hear her shout out all throughout every broadcast she shut it down so much. I really don't put on a whole lot of other folks too much. But I love that Queen Treece has been featured right here on our broadcast. So many fans who tune in, my family and friends who, you know, a lot of my siblings have been on the show. You guys know my brother, my oldest brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who was on our show. He's a trained economist and incredibly intelligent person, as you guys have heard. So he'll be coming back to the airwaves. I don't think he's been on so much since you guys have been on, the Angels and Michael, but he'll be back with us very soon. And so I've been pushing them to come back on. And, of course, Wayne Smith, all these incredible folks, the former mayor. You know, for me just to know mayors and all these incredible people, not just one, quite a few, and others and singers and people I listened to as a child or younger or, you know, people who won Grammys. I mean, how many people can say they talked to Grammy Award winners and Tony Award winners? Mm-hmm. Literally.
Not too many. Right?
Not too many. Yep. Not too many. So
too
I'm
many.
Just excited, right? And folks, that we have a connection with so many people. Like Mary was saying, Mary Reed Johnson was saying about that game where 6 degrees of separation, where you connect with so many, and it is so very true. So I have to say we've just done a whole lot here, and I'm just grateful. Like I said, we're just getting started. Many folks are aware that I have an amazing connection. I'm shouting out Upscale Magazine. They are going to be on this show, so we're going to get them on probably in the next couple of days, if not early next week. They'll be joining us right here for a brand new episode. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about my connection with Upscale. Many of you guys know that I'm producing their 24-hour network. We're working on all that. And so much more. We're just getting started. Now, I'm hitting the road. You guys have seen a lot of the postings on social media. I will be out on tour, literally, in different cities. I want to go to every little town in America and hopefully overseas. They've already, I'm shouting out the Canadians. They already, if you saw my posting, they've asked me to come up to Canada. They've also asked, some other folks have asked to come out to their city. So that's what I want to do. I want to, and of course, Ghana. I have to shout out Ebenezer. He's been asking me to come to Ghana for years. So I have to get over there. And that's a definite. That hasn't even, it's not even off, you know, that's one of the top places I have to get to. And of course, Nigeria. I have some great fans in Nigeria as well, in Australia. Catherine Rondebel is there in Australia. She's been with me live on the air. I sat across from Catherine on her trip to America. So a lot of folks who have supported me. You guys know we've talked to, if you really are some, you know, I've had some great memories. One of my favorite memories that I remember that probably means a lot, I remember at the Showboat Hotel. This was in 2019 when, and the Showboat Hotel, for you guys don't have an idea what that is in Atlantic City, New Jersey, it's a big, big, big live casino. And so they moved out the casino and it's a big hotel now. So I had a big, big theater show there with people, you know, bar and vendors and all kinds of things. And in my suite, I had a big suite that kind of wrapped around the building. I mean, it's the truth. You don't have to tell it. And so in my suite, I had we had a big VIP party, and there was a DJ. And when I looked around the room, I had all the luminaries. I had Madam C.J. Walker's great-great-granddaughter. She was over, Alelia. She was over at my bar inside my suite. And then over, she was fixing the food. Condor Rotnick. You guys know him from out. He's also a legendary hairstylist. He was over at the table. They were playing, sitting around, chatting with also Darius Peace, natural stylist out of the South. And I had so many folks who had come there. And I said, my God, this is only going to happen once in my lifetime, where so many incredible folks. And then I had my sisters and brothers who were there, and my brother who I just lost in September was there as well, and supporting my efforts. And that has to be one, in addition to taking a moment at that same event to welcome the teenagers who were students in cosmetology and introducing them personally to Madam Walker's great-great-granddaughter. So that's one. Those are some of the events and things that I'll never forget. And plus, trust me, there have been many things that have happened. So I just want to say there's more to come, right? There's more to come. So Michael Hopkins, Angels, 8:30, you guys, right? Actually,
right.
8:20. 8:20 this morning, guys. So, so definitely it's a very special Vet Talk radio show. You don't want to miss it. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so. So I'm going to have you guys to stand by. And and I just want to thank you, all of the angels, Katrina, Nora, Nicole, outstanding job. We're going to hear a lot more from you in the near future. And Michael Hopkins, who's the official host of the Vet Talk radio show. He'll be with us in about 20 minutes or so. He'll be back.
Everybody, this is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, April 21st, 2022. It's 8:29 in the morning, New York time, 7:29 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. What you guys just heard, that was Michael, that was the Angels, that was Otto, that was me on Tuesday that just passed on April 19th. That was our live show, mid-show clip that we just heard. So Michael and the Angels won't be with us today. They'll be with us back live on Tuesday's show at 8:30 Eastern is their next live broadcast, and they will be live. So I'm really excited about that. So what you guys just heard was really just an incredible replay from Tuesday's broadcast with Mr. Otto. And Well, first of all, let me just bring back to the line my new co-star on this broadcast. I'm going to make it official today. Otto, who's just been killing it here each morning, holding it down with me right here on the Hair Radio Show. That's what the kids say. Doing just such an amazing job, really, and supporting this broadcast, supporting my efforts. He's the Ed McMahon of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Otto, again, happy mid-show. Well, it's actually, we're a little past mid-show. We're in the third hour of the broadcast, our final countdown, really, for the third last 30 minutes today on a Thursday morning, April 21st. Yeah, it's been our show number 702. Now, hold it. First, I got to ask you, because for me, it was surreal listening to, we've been doing this show for 7 years, the new version of the Hair Radio Show. The show itself, again, it's been around since 1995, but just as a morning Steve Harvey-ish type show, that premiered in January of 2015. But I've never ever run a clip of the live mid-show on another show.
Wow.
That was kind of weird. Yeah, so I was sitting here like, well, hold it, I can talk live. What am I doing? But it was so great to hear that, It was great to hear that. I see somebody standing by. Let me see if I can see who in the world this is standing by. Hi, you're live on the air with Carrie Hines and Otto. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Shanta
Love.
I was just going to
listen.
I was listening.
Voice anywhere.
Good morning,
Good
Shanta.
Good morning, Shanta.
Good morning, all. Yes, glad to speak with you today as well.
So you're dropping by here radio on this Thursday morning out of South Jersey area. Good morning.
How can I miss out on all this beauty and excitement?
Yes. Okay. Well, I don't think you've ever been accused of having a Nubian type of experience this morning. But Nubian, I like that. And you know what? You're right. It's been a great time to reflect everybody's culture, whatever it is, but just to express yourself in the way that we've been doing it has been remarkable. But, Shanta, did you hear any of today's show? Did you hear a little bit of our – now, that was Tuesday, because it's confusing if you just kind of chimed in a little late. You might have missed that we made it the announcement. That was from Tuesday's broadcast. Did you catch any of that?
No, I didn't catch any of that, but I did catch
it. Well, we're
going
to have to make you replay it. Well, you're going to have to replay it. We told everybody how to replay it. So you got to go to Google and type in the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's your homework assignment. Okay, that's your homework assignment today.
One thing, right,
Otto, she's got homework today. Now, one thing that Shanta probably missed because she didn't get a chance to hear it, but we ran your amazing commercial today about Organic Love Collection, so you missed that part.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much. I just have to
Well, she's here to do a live version of that commercial, you guys.
Oh, my goodness. You can put it in your hair. You can put it everywhere.
You can put it everywhere. We love it. You know, we love everybody's taglines on this show. We really do. We love everybody's taglines because it's so, Now, my favorite, I don't know if I call it a tagline, and I don't know if you guys have this. Shanta, I don't know if you have this or Otto, but I have words that I literally live by. I literally say this to myself whenever I'm trying to accomplish something different. And you guys may or may not know this, but I'm going to make it known today. Otto, you are aware of this, but I'm going to make it known today publicly because I want you guys to hold me accountable.
Okay.
So this is my thing. And this goes to this. I call it, we used to do this on the show, Shanta. It's called Let Your Spirit Soar. And the Let Your Spirit Soar segment is where we would give like a quote. You know, when we get up our, you know, that's why I started the show at 6 in the morning. I wanted to do positive affirmations. And for you guys who may not be aware of what that is, that's where we have like a positive quote or some encouraging words. And that's what this show is about. We want you guys to get up, get yourself ready, get the kids ready, make the breakfast, jump in the shower. You could even take us in the shower these days because, you know, they have your phone. Just don't get it all wet and stuff, but you can take us in the shower with you. And you can play, you know, the Hair Radio Morning Show clean on through, and then go take us in with the car, you know, on your way to work. Even sit there and work, and to be honest, you can listen. I don't tell your job I told you to do it, but you can. You can listen throughout the day to our streaming network. So lots going on here, lots happening at Hair Radio. What are your thoughts?
So very fabulous. Yes, you're doing an awesome job. And moreover, you're touching a lot of people's hearts and bringing in joy. That's the most important thing, yes. People need to be uplifted. Yes, people need to be uplifted.
Well, listen, this is the quote. This is the Let Your Spirit Soar quote that I think will uplift them this morning. What I have carried as my personal mantra, that's what I think they call it, M-A-N-T-R-A, my personal mantra, is this saying that inspires me. And I was saying that Otto is, you know, because I told him. But I started my workout routine back. And this is, well, I have a gym in my home that I put in. But the thing is, I would walk right past that room. I never went in there. It was really true. I have to be quite honest with you guys. And I put some pictures on my Instagram of my gym so you guys can see it at Heinz Carey if you go to Instagram. But what's so funny is, you know, Otto always talked to me about working out and all this kind of stuff every day. I met Otto in person back at the International Beauty Show here in New York City, and he's in great shape and all of that, and I come out there looking like a tomato. So I said, okay, you know what? Let me, I got to work it out. I got to work it out. So it makes no sense how I could literally, not only do I not walk, I walk past the room, I don't even glance in that direction. And it sits across from my desk here in the studio here in Brooklyn. And I don't even look, from the office into the to the gym. And so I said, from now on, I'm going to start my routine. So I'm very proud of myself. Yesterday, I have a little diary, a little journal that someone gave me as a gift. And I started recording my little exercise routine. But before I tell you about that, I guess I better just tell you my inspiring words of the Let Your Spirit Soar. And it goes like this. What was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. What was possible, and you got to really understand what that means. What was possible for you yesterday is still possible for you today. Now, if it wasn't possible yesterday, it ain't going to happen today. Okay, you got to understand what that saying really means. But if there's any chance that what you were capable of doing yesterday, if there's any chance that what you were capable of doing yesterday, it remains. You can still accomplish it today.
Yes.
If those words don't encourage you, nothing will.
Absolutely.
And so I live by those words. I really do.
Amen.
Shanta, what does that mean anything to you? What do you hear when you hear something like that?
Oftentimes we procrastinate. So guess what?
Yes.
Those words encourage you to have a new beginning each day.
They do.
And it makes everything okay, and it lets you know to rise again. Get up.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
get
beautiful.
Yourself up. I love that, and I really mean that. Otto, any comment on that? You know, because you may have, I think you got your own little, words and stuff. Cause you've been working out for a long time, but what do you hear when you hear something that you can still do it? You can still be who you want to be. It's never too late. What do you hear? I think that's what it says to me, but what does it say to Otto?
Okay, well, first of all, congratulations on the first day back, and it's always, it's tough. I was on and off for years, but I've been on good.
Thank you.
About
thank you, by the way.
3 years, and, what is possible yesterday is still possible today means to me, like, if you're 40 and you're 41, it doesn't matter, you're still, the number doesn't matter,
exactly.
It's your mind. You can still.
Matters. I like that. I'm going to write that down. Your mind matters. Okay.
Yeah, just because you're a certain age and I can't lift weights anymore or do cardio or do calisthenics. It's got your mind. It's not your age, man. You can still get it, You can still get it. And maybe you can't do like myself. I can't bench 200 no more. I'm benching, lightweights. And it doesn't matter. It's the effort. It's the effort that brings the self-esteem after the shower. You're feeling good. You put your shirt on. It's just a matter of when you get older, like myself, it's just toning at that point. You're just toning.
Yes.
Back when I was 20, it was more ego. Now it's just toning, wanting to better myself, keep myself, relevant to my age group. And but yourself, starting out again, like I have done many times. This time I looked at it and approached it as a lifestyle, not I'm going to train, because you'll tell yourself, you'll actually get to a point with diet and or training, like, I'm not going to do that today. You get angry at yourself and you tell yourself, no way. And
And so I think what it means to me is age is just a number, man. Go with it. You know, do your thing.
Just go and wow. And Shanta,
yeah,
what
it.
About you? Have you, you know, had to overcome a great thing or, you know, do something that you didn't think you would be able to do and you somehow surprised yourself?
Well, being a woman of color, you know, we're usually voluptuous. And that's what makes me beautiful.
Well, you sound like you got it going on, and we can only hear your voice.
Honey,
she's beautiful. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
We love that. We love that.
Yes.
When you get on
the
scale, you want the number on the scale to be an appropriate number. So I began intermittent fasting during the time of COVID, and guess what? It works.
What?
So it's simple. So basically, you drink water and hot tea in the morning hours. Around 12-ish, you take in your first food, which should be fruit.
And for me, that's great for your voice, too. It really is in the early morning.
Yeah.
Yes, I just want to say that.
Especially with citrus in the tea or the water. It's believed that key limes help detoxify the body. And moreover, when you go to eat your first solid food, it should be fruit. And it believes that fruit actually goes in and helps, you know, move things along in the gut.
It does.
And
yes. Great fiber, by the way, from fruit. So, yeah.
Yes. And then towards one-ish, you take in your first hot meal, and it should be a vegetable and starch. And many of us are moving towards being alkaline, but that's a process. So
that's
you only incorporate
exactly.
one or two new foods at a time. You do it gradually because if you do it too intensely, your body will go into shock. And all the toxins will come to the surface, which is no good. The first month, you don't see anything. And then all of a sudden, you get on a scale and bam. You lost 18 pounds.
I love that. But isn't it hard to hold on that first? Listen, it's the starting back that almost never happened for me. It was the fear. You know what it is? It's the fear starting. What is that about us that we are, you know, we're afraid to even begin, you know, the fear
like
of starting.
Like Nike says, do it.
Do it. Just,
and
you know
might
what?
Have to
you're
set
right.
an alarm. Set an alarm.
Yes.
And when that alarm goes off, you might feel guilty after the alarm goes off 3 days and you know you didn't do what you're supposed to do. But any new habit takes 28 days. So it's okay
I love
to
this.
Fall down and get back up. Yeah.
Yes.
So you just
exactly.
keep on trying to get in there. And like you said, affirmation. Write yourself an affirmational note. Put it on your mirror, put it on the refrigerator, and put it on the front door. Exercise. So if you don't do it, then when you go to those three places, and we go there frequently, you're reminded, a gentle reminder.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And that is exactly correct. I psych myself out. So that's what I have to do. In order to do things, I have to psych myself out, literally. I know that it's hard for me to start, so I have to pretend that I've already been working out for a month. Because if I don't, I'm going to feel overwhelmed and think that I cannot do it. So I tell myself, oh, this is just my regular routine, like Otto was saying, a lifestyle now. And that's what I'm doing. I am just kind of in there, you know, just kind of, you know, just, you know, doing it again, really. And baby steps. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Baby steps. I don't try to way overdo it. I'm going to tell you guys, and I'm going to be really sincere about this and revealing something I've never, ever, ever, ever talked about on the air or otherwise. But I think I was really, I've got to, you know, this is about sharing. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show, by the way. We bring it. Okay, it's Thursday. We're live this morning, folks, in case you just figured that out. It's about 8:46 in the morning on this Thursday, April 21st. It's our show number 702. I'm on the line with two amazing folks who've joined me. We have Shanta out of, you both are out of kind of like the same area down there. Shanta's down in South Jersey part of the Northeast as well. Otto's down there as well. I'm up here in Brooklyn, New York. But the thing that I want to share with you guys is that what's always stopped me from working out. Now, I've had many trainers. I've been, over the course of 2 decades, I've worked out with many different folks. I'm very well aware. I have books on physiology. Physiology. Let me get the word right. And professional personal fitness training. So I have all of that, but that still didn't do it for me. So what did help me with encouragement, number one, I had to stop. Now take a listen to this. I had to stop comparing myself to others.
Mm.
That's a no-no.
Perfect.
I would see others who were all cut and looking great with great muscles and say, oh, I'm not even going to try because I won't look like that.
Yeah.
And so and I would not try, or I would, you know, go and see that they look great, and then I would look in the mirror and see I look like, you know, a tomato again. I might have to try a different vegetable or fruit, whatever you want to call it. But I had to learn, and I had to grow to accept myself as I am and not compare. Do not
right.
compare. And this is a lesson my mom taught me about not comparing myself to others when it comes to education and working and intelligence and all of that. But somehow I lost that lesson when it came to applying, you know, staying in shape and things of that nature. So I had
right.
to kind of get back to that, and that's where I am. Does this message mean anything to you guys? Does it resonate at all with anybody, or is it just me?
No, absolutely.
Well,
I think a man
should always look good in his suit jacket. So guess what?
Ooh,
build your arms
what?
Up first. Build your
yeah,
arms up
yeah.
first. Your suit jacket looks good. And simultaneously, you know, everybody has problems with the middle area. We're Americans. We eat too much starch. This is what
True.
You can do. Detox every day with Smooth Move tea, because a lot of us live sedentary lifestyles, and
yeah,
we don't detox enough through elimination. So if you're taking in the
yeah.
Smooth Move tea, it gets rid of all the gas, the bloating, the old food. It cleans your colon, and then guess what? You begin
yeah,
to have
yeah.
a flatter stomach, and then you won't be a tomato
oh, yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. No.
Yes,
I just
no.
tease. I'm really not a tomato so much. But I'm not, like, you know, I don't know what fruit or vegetable I would liken myself to, but no, I'm just teasing. No, I'm not complaining. I look fine, and I'm happy about my efforts. I'm most happy now because I've returned to working out. Now I no longer walk past that room. Now
right.
I go into my gym and I put it down. I have an elliptical machine. I have weights. I love it, and I am back. And
get
a
mirror.
I'm
get
excited.
A beautiful mirror, a lengthwise mirror. So you
yes.
can see yourself every day.
Exactly.
And then you can give
exactly.
yourself your positive affirmations. But
exactly.
you are more than lovely,
she just nailed
more
it.
Than worthy, more than
yes.
more than honorable,
yes.
more than attractive.
And I'm available.
So
I'm
going
to have to put myself out there. And thank you for
oh,
that.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, great stuff, Shanta. Great stuff. Otto, you guys just knocked it out today. Hey, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I wasn't going to talk about this today, but I'm so glad you helped me to kind of bring it on out to the surface. So I'm just grateful. Listen, I got to put on my song. You know, it's Throwback Thursday. We're going to miss it. So listen, I'm going to toss it on back. I don't know if you guys remember this song, because this is packing it in. But this is one of my favorite playbacks. So take a listen. We're going to be back to chat on the other side. I'm not going to let the whole thing play because it goes on. So we'll just give you a little taste this morning. Stay with us, Shanta. Stay with us, Otto. Stay with us, fans. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, everybody. This was a fun, fun, fun Thursday show. So I'm Carrie Hines. It's April 21st of 2022. I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Otto, I have to say thank you to you, of course. You've been helping us to really do a great job. Shanta, good morning again to you. You've been doing a great job as well, joining us here and there. Yeah, so good stuff. Listen, hey, I want to let everybody know that tomorrow on Friday's show, on Friday, on April 22nd, we're doing some. I'm going to try something new. And this is where the entire show, we're going to try to do this on Fridays where it is music and live talk throughout the whole show. So we're going to really try to bring it. Okay, this is, we're going to go through some news items. We're going to go through some weather. We're going to go through everything. We're going to toss it all at you on Friday. Plus, it's a fun show. So we'll see if we can get Shanta to join us a little bit in the latter part and see how everything else is going, plus some surprises and all that. So, Otto, good show. Anything you want to kind of sign off with today? Did you have a great time on this Thursday? It was an interesting throwback Thursday.
Absolutely.
On our 702nd show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts before we sign off? What did you want
to
say?
Oh, listening back to the show, to 700, definitely had a feeling of family, proud to be part of it. And you are a great leader and my mentor. I really, really happy.
Aren't you
nice? You're a great mentor, man. And it was a great show. 702, let's go 703. Let's go to tomorrow have a great show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited about it. We're working behind the scenes on a lot of stuff. I'm going to thank Shanta as well for being with us again. Yes, Otto, we are killing it. It sounds good. I want to welcome all of our new listeners. There were a lot of new folks on today, a lot of our visiting regulars. I'm going to shout you guys out. To all the folks at all of our wonderful platform, we just love you. Thank you so much. And our amazing advertisers, again, you'll hear it on the outro. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at 6 in the morning for the next edition. Make it an awesome day.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's the program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details and their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, is R-U-T-Z. You get amazing hair products that supports healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site.